This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Limestone Coasters, I tell you what, I am a sucker for a great story, and this is a great story. Bob Sandow from the RSL joins me in the studio. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, you, and good morning, listeners.
Now, Bob, today's story is all about a set of lost war medals.
Yes, at breakfast the other morning, I was given three World War II medals, and Chris Ind, a local businessman, found them in his lockup. And we found out where they actually belonged to, and we believe they've been wherever they were, wherever Chris found them, since 2002. That's when the man died here in Mount Gambier.
It's a fascinating story to think that there have been medals laying around for that long, but I'm presuming that you hear stories like this almost every other day.
We do, and people actually bring their medals into the RSL and ask us to either put them on display or leave them at the RSL for safekeeping. Because unfortunately, it's hard to get another medal once you've lost the genuine medal, unless you can prove that you have physically lost them and you're not just looking for another medal.
Mm-hmm. So what has happened with these medals that Chris found?
Well, we knew the man's name because a genuine medal, if you look around the rim of the medal, has his name and service number. And if you know where to go, you can actually track that down. But it doesn't tell you very much about next of kin and whatever else. But we've met another chap that, and once we established the credibility of that person, we sent the medals off to him. And within a short time, like a couple of weeks, he found the son of the man, the medals that we had.
How awesome is that?
Oh, look, it was brilliant. Within that short time, I mean, it would take us at the RSL, we would never be able to do that. We don't have access to some of the records. And it turns out that the son is ex-Navy, retired, and living in Western Australia, and would obviously love his father's medals. And through circumstances, they misplaced each other in about 2002, and he wasn't aware that his father had passed on for 6 years after that.
Wow.
So the medals have been missing, and I mean missing in that time. So we handed the medals over to this organisation, and I said to the chap that I was talking to, you know, how do I know that you're not a medal collector? And if I send you these medals, how do I know that...
they're going to get to the right place.
You're going to get to the right place.
Yeah.
He assured me he's above board, and as it turns out, he is a lieutenant colonel serving in the Australian Army.
Oh, wow.
He's been serving for 38 years now, and it's his hobby, putting people back in touch with their family heirlooms. And
oh my goodness, how cool is that?
Well, he tells me to date he's actually sent 2,560 medals back to where they belong.
It's heartbreaking to think that there's that many people that have lost medals.
Oh, and I remember saying to the chap, why are you doing this? And he said, well, after 38 years in various conflicts and whatever, I have medals of my own. It would break my heart to think that they are misplaced, lost, or somebody's got my medals or my family's medals.
So, Matt, that brings up an interesting point. If you're in the Limestone Coast and you've got medals that you've picked up somewhere that you don't know who the original owners are and you want to get them to family members, I mean, how do you go about doing something like that?
Oh, look, I think if it's any help to people, if they'd like to drop them off here at the Mount Gambier Community RSL, we will honour their return and we will follow up with them to let them know where the medals actually finished up. Now, as the man in Canberra that does the job said, sometimes it might take him a couple of years to find out, but in this instance, it was 2 weeks.
It blows me away that he was that quick.
Well, it's such a great system, and we've got another set coming in, and I know there's another set out there that was bought secondhand shop in Western Australia a number of years ago, which was given to...
once again, a heartbreaking story that someone's had to sell them.
A lady bought them and she didn't know what to do with them, but so she turned them into a friend of mine who's busily looking for them so we can actually get them back to wherever they belong.
Just incredible. And again, one presumes you hear a lot of stories from people that have just lost family medals.
Yes, and I noticed at the RSL this morning there was a thing there that... And Kelly, our manager, said, Bob, this lady rang up. She's looking for this set of medals belonging to a local man, actually. Misplaced somewhere.
Just
hopefully not stolen. But the other thing of interest, the medal set we've got coming in, it was handed in by the police, the second set that we've now got. And because they're not sure what to do with them either. So they usually finish up with us. And now we've got this system, we can actually get them back to where they belong.
So if you've found a set of medals, if you have picked up a set of medals in your travels and you want to see them get to their rightful owners, what you need to do, drop in, say good day to the team at the RSL. Bob will be able to help you out. And Bob, how about we catch up in a couple of weeks and we'll talk a little bit more about that second lot of medals?
Love to. And what I've been saying to the members at the RSL, if you see medals for sale and they're not much money, will you buy them for us? And we'll see they go back to where they belong.
Bob Sander, great to have you in the studio, man.
Thank you.
What a cool story, by the way. Now, if you do have some medals that you don't know what to do with, they've been lost through the family or anything like that, if you want to reach out to the RSL, they'll be more than happy to help you out. And of course, they will make sure that the medals get back to the people that will love and cherish them in their family.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.